Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. You know it's Friday and it's after 3 a.m. when you hear this. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 4 a.m. It's now time for all the Friday features that we love to do every week. Let's kick it off. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is where I read some real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we pick the dummy of the week. Let's do it. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Swiss police have investigated an 8-year-old boy for allegedly asked whether he could use a toy banknote in a village shop. The fake euro note was Chinese joss paper spirit money, quote-unquote, used as symbolic burnt offerings at funerals to ensure the dead have a happy afterlife. What? The unnamed boy was not charged with any offense, but his name will be reportedly on a police record until May of 2032. The pretend euros had been distributed in early March at the Seasach Town Carnival in the northern Basel Landcraft region, where Swiss francs are usually the currency, then the official currency. The notes, printed on ordinary paper and featuring blue Chinese characters, were picked up by children. At the end of April, the boy, his 10-year-old brother, and the girl next door went to their local village shop to buy Diogen, which their younger brother asked if he could use the note. Even though the note was clearly identified as pretend money, shop staff felt obliged to call the police. It's our policy. We were instructed to do so by the headquarters. On May 28th, the police contacted the boy's parents and visited their home for 3 hours the following day. They brought along stills from surveillance footage, including one of the boy and the girl standing at the till. Spokesman for the police said, "We were informed that children with a bundle of counterfeit euro notes tried to buy goods. There was therefore suspicion of counterfeit money being put into circulation." He said the investigating officer had determined that the fake money was used deliberately and whether the children were punishable by law. The brothers had mugshots taken. Wow. And their house was searched for further toy money. 35 50 euro notes, 20 euro note, 2 20 euro notes, and 5 10 euro notes, 3 5 euro notes were seized on the grounds and for preventing crime, if reported.
But if you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it: Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it? Dummies.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. The man accused of breaking into Miller Park on June 2nd and damaging the field told police he was, quote, going to try to write his name in cursive with the tractor tires, but it moved too slow. According to a criminal complaint, Kayan Lambert is charged with criminal damage to property and disorderly conduct. Lambert told police he tested the doors at the ballpark and was surprised to find an open one, so he took it as a sign and entered. On the field, Lambert yelled at the field crew. The field manager told police he heard him yelling Black Lives Matter, among other things. A security officer said he saw Lambert walk over to a tractor, which was in the far corner of the right field, get on the tractor and begin driving across the field, lowering and raising the front end bucket, damaging and digging holes in the field. Lambert admitted to scaring the people on the field so that they would be afraid to approach him, the complaint said. An estimated $40,000 in damage was done to the Miller Park field.
Won't be be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Three. And Ocala man was jailed Saturday after being accused of attempting to punch vehicles as they drove past him. Sorry, this one... After a resident reported the situation to Marion County Sheriff's deputies, they located 44-year-old Michael Allen Utterback, who was standing in the middle of a nearby road. When deputies approached him, Utterback became aggressive, refused to give him his name, and resisted arrest. Deputies eventually identified Utterback and placed him under arrest. He was transported to Marion County Jail and charged with resisting arrest without violence. He was being held at a $1,000 bond. His next court date has not yet been determined.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
All right, why don't we take a break here, and we will continue. We've got two more dummies and then the dummy vote. And if you're the first person through, you'll be our third vote here on 720 WGN. The Friday morning regular features continue with you, Big Dummy, after this. We're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline Studio on a Friday morning. The regular Friday features are happening right now. Let's get back to you, Big Dummy. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy four. A man who stole steak from a local grocery store, stripped naked, his meat fell from his pants in an That's just a funny sentence. Meat fell from his pants in an attempt to get away, but ultimately ended up getting tased on his genitals, according to the DeLand Police Department. Police said a shopper at Save-A-Lot on Woodland Boulevard, this, by the way, is in Florida, which is shocking, saw 28-year-old Stefan Short stuffing ribeye steaks in his pants Friday evening, so he alerted a manager, and together the two of them confronted Short. The manager told Short to return the meat he shoved down his pants, but Short refused, so the two men tackled him to the ground, record show. No, you are not going to do this to me. You come in here and steal all the time. You're not going to get away with it this time, the manager said, according to the witnesses. Short shimmied out of his clothes in an attempt to escape as meat fell out of his pants, but he was found running naked from the store when the officers arrived. Authorities said Short refused to obey their commands, so they used a taser on him, striking him with a prong on his genitals and the other prong in his abdomen. Oh, my God. Officers removed the prong from Short's abdomen, but he had to be taken to the hospital to have the other prong removed from his penis. Come on. Body camera video with from the arrest shows Short naked on the ground in front of the store, wailing and screaming that he was beat up. When questioned about the incident, Short said he couldn't remember putting the steaks in his pants and that the man ripped his clothes off during a fight. Short is accused of stealing four ribeye steaks and a butterscotch and a butterscotch pudding valued at $42.23. The manager at the store said he's a perpetual shoplifter, record show. According to the county records, Short has been arrested for at least a dozen times since 2010 for shoplifting, burglary, and battery.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number five, dummy number five. Five dummies. More nakedity. Nakedity. In Florida. A man in Escambia County is accused of going on a crime spree that included getting naked at a flea market, stealing a car, breaking into a home, and ripping someone's mailbox out of the ground. Those and many other accusations landed 23-year-old LaHorence Pickett Jr. in jail on more than two dozen counts on charges ranging from burglary to indecent exposure to aggravated assault and battery. The majority of the alleged crimes happened in less than an hour on Wednesday. Jeez. According to three arrest reports, deputies said that it all began at T&W Flea Market on North T Street at 11:17 a.m. Witnesses told deputies Pickett jumped onto a coin machine and started punching and kicking it. People inside the diner said Pickett then got on the ground, exposed his penis, and started screaming. One customer said Pickett jumped on his shoulders. Pickett is also accused of going behind the counter and touching and striking a worker. The arrest says that Pickett left the diner, took his clothes off in the parking lot, and got into someone's car naked. Deputies arrived and found a pair of blue shorts and plaid boxers on the ground. They said they also found a backpack with a gun inside. At 11:34 a.m., a 71-year-old woman who lives a few blocks away on North R Street told deputies that Pickett drove up in the stolen car and confronted her outside. She says he grabbed her hair, tried to kiss her, and then picked up a piece of concrete and threatened to kill her. Jeez. Pickett is then accused of breaking into an RV on the property. A man who lives in the RV tried to confront him, but Pickett picked up a brick and threw it at him. When deputies arrived, they say Pickett tried to run. They caught him in the bed of a truck. Deputies say Pickett had a backpack that contained his wallet and ID, a martial arts throwing star. Jesus. A martial arts throwing star. Handgun ammunition and a bag of synthetic marijuana known as Spice. Is it named after Dune? You think? After Pickett was in custody, deputies responded to a third location on West Blount Street at 11:59 a.m. A man told deputies he saw Pickett earlier in the day rip his neighbor's mailbox out of the ground. Another witness said he saw Pickett break through a front door. A woman who lives there was at work. It was at the time of the burglary, but later came home to find that her TV was broken, but nothing was stolen.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
All right. Okay, we got to do a little voting here. A little bit of nudity seems to be one of the themes in this week's Dummies.
It's the nudie news.
Wow. Okay, let's do a recap, and then we'll vote. And first person through at 312-591. I'm going back in time now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. Okay, we got the Swiss police investigating a boy who was 8. Because he was passing toy banknotes at a store. We got a man accused of breaking into Miller Park to write his name in cursive with a tractor. We got the aggressive Ocala man jailed after reportedly trying to punch passing vehicles. We got a naked shoplifting suspect who shoved meat in his pants and then got tased on the genitals. And we've got the man who strips at a Pensacola flea market and steals a car naked, among other things. Okay, so that's the recap. Now we got to do some voting. Tom, do we have we actually have someone who's going to vote, a third vote? Okay, all right. Where are you going?
Tractor man.
Tractor man, yeah. Breaking into Miller Park to write his name in cursive on a tractor in Miller Park.
They'll never catch me.
Which is not being used right now. So,
no, yeah. What did you say about the tractor? That it was too slow?
Yeah. Yeah, it was too slow.
Boy.
That's $40,000 in damage to Miller Park, which, by the way, is a beautiful park.
Yeah, I hope it was worth it, buddy.
Jeez. All right. I don't know. There are a lot of good ones this week. Yeah, I don't know. I like the guy who, anytime somebody hides meat in their pants, I don't know why I'm sort of attracted to that.
I hear meat pants does weather.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with the guy who stripped naked because he had meat in his pants.
All right.
So we've got two to choose from here. So these are the two to choose from. You got the guy who broke into Miller Park to write his name in cursive with a tractor. God, that's a good one, though. But I'm going with the naked shoplifting guy who had meat in his pants. Christino, those are the two. Who are you voting for?
Okay, Nick. I am still laughing. Having lived in Florida, definitely meat in the pants.
Oh, okay. Meat in the pants. Okay, definitely. Thanks, Christina. Okay, take
Alrighty.
Care.
See Bye. Ya.
See, there's somebody who lived in Florida and knows what it's like.
It's a dangerous place. God bless you, Christina. You made it out alive.
Meat pants. Our winner is meat pants.
Oh, God.
Also, the fact that he got tased on the genitals.
That's just a little bit extra, little bit too much there. Yeah. But right. The meat pants.
Meat pants. Okay, that's our winner. We'll do it again next week because there's never a shortage of dummies in this world. So we'll do you, big dummy, again next week. Let's move on to our next regular feature. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yes, we do this every Friday morning as well. Straight out of context. It's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, we can get some in before we break.
Yeah, let's get a few in here. Right. First off, a little Lou Manfredini, courtesy of Brian J.
You need someone that knows what they're doing to put it in there.
Always know what you're doing.
Man, I hope Esmeralda listened to that.
That's a good one.
Okay.
All right, from Will in DeKalb, David Hotberg.
My wife has got a fetish for dog beds.
What? For dog beds.
For dog beds?
My wife has got a fetish for dog beds.
What?
Apparently she collects a lot of dog beds. She's got a lot of dog beds.
Well, do they have a lot of dogs?
There are more dog beds than dogs. I'll say that much. That I gleaned from the conversation.
Okay.
So
That's a little strange.
An interesting choice of words.
Yeah.
Fetish.
Fetish for dog beds.
Mm.
I was in that band, Fetish for Dog Beds. Back in the 80s. We opened for REM.
I think I have that first record.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fetish for Dog Beds.
Bring it in. I'll sign it for you. God. Self-titled, Fetish for Dog Beds.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to start that band.
Yeah. All right. Let's get a couple more in.
All right. Lou Manfredini here. Courtesy
oh, God.
Of,
all right.
Yeah, courtesy of Streamwood Steve.
Who doesn't love a good slip and slide?
Yeah. Everybody loves a slip and slide.
Yeah, boy, that's been a conversation. We talked about it yesterday.
We did. The slip and slide is
and the
on
homemade
the
slip and slide, where you get a hefty garbage bag, throw it out on the lawn, and hose it down.
Bingo. Yeah.
What was he actually talking about? Just slip and slide?
They were talking about slip and slides.
Oh, okay.
Joe Brand was talking to him about slip and slides. I'm so glad he's on that show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man.
All right. Little Dino here, little Uncle Dean.
Yay.
Coming to us from Chris.
I don't know if I've ever seen a woman with the big hot dog box.
Talking about, have you ever seen a woman outselling hot dogs? It's always guys.
No. There are women vendors at Wrigley. Who
okay,
sell hot
good,
dogs?
Good.
I've seen that. I've just not on the street, not with a cart or anything like that. It's usually guys,
but they're at the ballpark
at Wrigley. Yeah,
shout out.
Yeah,
shout out. All right, we'll get one more in here. Another Dino here that's coming to us from Jim.
We'll do it in a few minutes.
What was he talking about? What was he going to do in a few minutes?
He's going to do the far flung forecast with Dave Schwani.
With Schwani.
Good old Schwani.
Okay. All right. How long did you work on that show?
2 years.
Did you lose your mind?
Did I lose my mind? I don't think I had one to begin with. I see. But it certainly didn't hurt.
No.
Those tree time broadcasts, man.
I bet.
Know your nuts.
Know your nuts, man. Know your nuts. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. Straight out of context. This is when you listen 24/7 to this station. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We play them back every Friday. All right, Tom, let us continue.
Let's continue. This is another Uncle Dean.
Jeez.
Coming to us from Waukegan J. This is a pretty good one here.
A free wipe down of your high touch points.
Got to clean those surfaces.
Was he reading a spot?
He was.
Okay.
All right. A little Pete McMurray here. Always fun to have Pete McMurray on the show. This one's from Brian.
When should you pull it out and put it on your counter?
The answer, Peter, is never. Unless you're ready to cut off your Slauson.
Tom, remember, yeah, get out of your car, cut off your Slauson. Tom, remind me, what was he talking about?
He was talking about doing some cooking, you know, when
cooking,
to take
just
out
take
your
it out, put it on your,
yeah.
put it on your, put it on the table.
Yeah.
Remind me at some point when we're off the air at some point, maybe next week, to tell you the Mickey Rooney story.
Okay.
The Mickey Rooney story.
All right.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. When you would take it out and put it on the table, I have a Mickey Rooney story that involves something like that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep.
All right. Next here, little John Williams, King John, is coming to us from Calypso.
What's the number one thing coming out of your schwanz these days?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's not even context. I mean, what? How is that not in context?
Your schwanz.
Yeah.
Yeah. S-C-H-W-A-N-N-S. Schwanz truck that would deliver meat.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's the number one thing coming out of your schwanz these days?
He's got to know. Right, Tom? He's got to know.
I don't know. With John, he's the master of the straight face. He's the straight man. He can say things just totally. It's genius. It's genius.
Okay. All right.
Going out of your schwanz.
Okay.
Another Uncle Dean here.
Jeez.
He's having a big week this week. Huge week for Uncle Dino. This is coming to us from Fox Valley Mike.
Didn't know that you did Elmer Fudd.
Who was doing an imitation of Elmer Fudd?
Dave Schwann.
Come on. Well, that's wait a minute.
let's hear that back.
That just sounds sick.
Good old Schwanny.
Yeah. Do we have doo doo pee doo 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 tee doo?
I got to get through the rest
okay.
of these.
Okay. All right.
So you'll get it next.
We always have to have that logged up. We always have to have that queued up.
I will make you a hotkey.
Okay.
I'll make you a hotkey for that. Doo
doo pa doo tee doo.
All right. Next, a little Scotty Johnson, our friend Scotty Johnson, pitmaster extraordinaire. This one's coming to us from, let's see, Kevin in Iowa. Got to have your meat prepped.
We were talking about barbecue.
Yeah.
It's a very innocent conversation.
Beautiful conversation.
Yeah, it was fun.
Lake Geneva Dan sends a little Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, Mary.
And they're kind of bending over a lot.
What was she talking about?
You know, the whole conversation was kind of odd. They were talking about being careful during Zoom calls, during your video conferencing, and ladies wearing sports bras. Although I can't understand in what context
why
you'd be Zooming wearing just a sports bra.
that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. She said it, not me.
All right.
Her words, not mine.
Okay.
A few more here. John Williams again popping up. This one's from Brian.
Well, at least I didn't touch myself.
John's been known to do that, so at least he didn't. What was the context there?
Talking about he's walking around with his hands in his pockets a lot to avoid touching things.
Oh, I see.
Well, at least I didn't touch myself.
He can't.
He's got to know.
Oh, wow.
He's got to know.
He does. He does. God. I promise you. It's just that he just plays it straight.
All right.
Like a genius. This one's from our old pal Doc, and it's you.
Me?
You.
There are some things that I do with my right hand, some things I guess I'm ambidextrous. I didn't even realize it when I said it.
Yeah.
Been realizing when I said it.
All right, and let's cap it off here with a favorite.
Okay.
A favorite. This one's just for you. Mike from Novak Construction, Orion Samuelson.
I do it twice a year.
Talking about checking, I think checking his stock portfolio.
Yeah, that's exactly. I knew it was what he was talking about, his portfolio. People check it every day. Orion's like, don't do that.
I check it twice a year.
Yep.
Orion yep. Samuelson.
He's the best.
A legend. True.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for all the contributions. Keep your ears peeled for Straight Out of Context, and then we'll play them back again next week. All right. Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies. Like hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies, spies, spies. Like us.
All right. There it is. Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy and you jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and we play them back every Friday morning. Okay, Tom?
All right, a little mention on the John Williams Show here. And this one's coming to us from Brian. Take a listen.
Starting this Sunday night, we're going to play some great songs from the American Songbook. More lost without you. Sunday night starting at 9 o'clock. Just for a couple of hours, you'll still get your usual dose of Nick DiGilio. That's good.
Oh, yeah, John's going to be preceding us now on Sunday.
Yeah, the Sunday Standards.
Yeah, should be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. You know, it's nice because, you know, I always listen to GN when I'm driving into work. You know,
sure.
My car, since I drive now, I always pop on GN for a little bit. Usually catch a little bit of G before I come in.
Mm-hmm.
But now on Sundays, I get to listen to a nice little bit of music.
That's right.
Because I never get to hear John.
That starts this weekend, right?
Yeah, that'll start okay. This Sunday.
All
Sunday
right. Very cool.
Night.
Very cool. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that'll be it.
Okay. You want to play the thing with the thing?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. With my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
There it is. Every Friday, we play some fly jams. If you want to get a request, we've got them. 312, you got requests? Tom, you have requests?
You got a ton of requests here. All just right. Queuing them up right now on the turntable.
Let's say hello to Luscious Hushes.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
There it is. Fly Jams Friday, we play some R&B, some soul music, anything that's fly. We like to start off your weekend on a funky note, and we do it every Friday morning. 312-981-7200. All right, let's begin.
Let's begin indeed. All right, coming to us from Louisville, this is our friend Mike. He wants to hear the Shy Lights featuring Marshall Thompson. It's Hot on a Thing. Would be attracted to you. What could you do? No other woman can do. Till I found out the truth, and I'm hot, babe. You got me burning up, babe. You got me really hot, babe.
think that's a first. I think that's a Fly Jam Friday first.
That's a Fly Jam first. I like it.
Yeah, I think so. All right. What do we got?
All right, next up, coming to us from Big Ed, we're going all the way back to 1965. The Marvelettes, Don't Mess with Bill.
That's a great song.
I just keep picturing David Carradine.
Oh, okay. That Bill. Okay.
Don't mess with that Bill.
Don't mess with him. All right. Let's break here real quick. 312-981-7200. It's funky time. Fly Jams Friday continues right here on 720 WGN. It's the Nick DiGiulio Show on a Friday morning. Requested level 42.
That's coming to us from the 773 Dream Crazy.
Wow. God bless you. Tom, you and I share a love for this band.
We do. We do.
And I know your dad loved the band, too.
Big level 42 guy.
Yeah, me too. I love that band.
And a real great cut.
Oh, yeah.
An excellent cut.
Yeah. Yeah. They're great. Level 42 is great. Mark King, one of the greatest bass players that's ever lived.
God. I mean, just the slapping
of the bass. Yeah.
My
God. I didn't mean to quote You're My Friend or whatever the hell the name of that movie is.
I Love You, Man.
Yeah. That's...
Slap of the bass, man. Yeah. Why do you sound like a leprechaun?
Yeah. I don't get that one.
Yeah, that's fine, man.
I like Role Models. I love Role Models. Not crazy about the I Love You, Man.
That's all right.
So. All right, that's Fly Jams Friday, and that was a Fly Jam by Level 42.
Super Fly.
312-981-7200. We got a bunch of requests, though, right?
Oh, a ton of requests.
Okay, let's continue to be fly here.
Let's get this rolling. Thomas wants to hear a little Prince and the Revolution.
Sure.
It's Mountains.
Such a great song. And the deep cut. Deep cut.
I'm watching the music video right here. I think, which of the Red Graves is in Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, God. I can't remember which Red Grave it is, but I think she's in this music video.
I haven't seen that video, and I can't even remember.
Oh, God. For some reason, it just looks just like her. Looks just like her. Maybe I'm crazy.
I haven't seen the video in years, but... Okay, more Fly Jams?
More Fly Jams. This one coming to us from a very special caller, Mr. DiGiulio himself.
Oh, my dad.
Yeah, Nick's dad.
All right.
Wanted to hear a little Joe South. It's called Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
If
Yeah, man. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGM, and we're approaching the end of the show. At 4 o'clock, you got your WGN early morning news on the TV side, and then the great Bob Surratt has your morning drive at 5 for your Friday. And looks like we're going to have a nice weather weekend, so it's looking pretty good.
Not too shabby.
All right, more fly jams.
Yeah, this one coming to us from Glenn in Evanston. Hey, Nick, what do you call it when a Scottish king comes home?
When a Scottish king comes home?
Yeah, what do you call it?
What?
The Return of the Mac.
An extraordinarily fly jam right there. Yes, it is. Outstanding. Outstanding. Return of the Mac. That's from the movie.
Yeah.
Because you had the movie The Mac, and then, of course, it was a big hit, so they did the follow-up, Return of the Mac. It was just such a fun experience getting to see all those black exploitation movies in the grindhouses in the loop. They were just such great movie-going experiences. Like,
well,
my dad and I were like the only white people in the entire theater. It was fantastic. And those movies, I love black exploitation movies.
Yeah.
I love them.
I've got a copy of Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song, and I really want to watch that.
So have you never seen it?
No, I've seen it before. It's been a while, though.
Yeah.
It's been a while, so I've got that.
I think, the birth of that genre.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
And one of the most groundbreaking movies of all time.
Yeah.
Melvin Van Peebles.
What a guy.
Amazing.
What a mensch.
Yeah.
Get a little Dolomite in there.
Dolomite's classic. Disco Godfather.
I'm still always partial, though, to Petey Wheatstraw, Son-in-Law of the
Devil.
You like
Petey Wheatstraw's Devil's Son-in-Law?
I love Petey Wheatstraw. I think it is bonkers.
I think my favorite of those is Human Tornado.
Human Tornado is pretty great.
Yeah. And for people who, Rudy Ray Moore, if you've not seen Dolomite Is My Name with Eddie Murphy, really, you need to watch it. It's like the best thing Eddie Murphy's done. How long? Like 20 years? Maybe the best thing he's done in like 20 years?
Probably since Dreamgirls.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dreamgirls. I forgot about Dreamgirls. Yeah. What's best lead that he's had?
Oh, lead. Yeah, no doubt.
He's so good in it. And it's so funny.
But yeah, there would have been, I mean, between, when did Dreamgirls come out? 2004?
Something like that. Early 2000s.
Yeah, so almost 20 years, not far off. So 15, like 15
yeah.
years.
He's so good in it.
Not a whole lot.
So good in it. I watched it the day it premiered on Netflix, and I just laughed and laughed. So, all right, well, more flyness?
Yeah, more flyness. Here we go with the Four Tops. This is coming to us from Gary. It's Keeper of the Castle.
Living down, there's a lot of us been pushed around. Red, yellow, black, white, and brown, with a tear of their own. Oh, can't you see? Are you picking on society?
All right. That's a great. I mean, I think that's a first or two.
That's some great. That's some late four tops, I think.
Unless I forget. Unless I forget. Because we've been doing this segment for for years. But that one, if it's not the first time, it doesn't. It very, very rarely gets requested.
Yeah, 1972 there.
Classic.
1972.
Okay, one more quick one.
One more quick one. Let's do a little Nathan Jones, The Supremes.
Another Fly Jams Friday in the books. We'll do it again next week. Get your Fly Jam requests ready to go. All right, we're going to break here, and then we've got the early morning news on the TV side coming up, followed by the great Bob Surratt right here on your Friday morning.